Dean Wilson, Pro Circuit Pulpcast. Hey, man, whether it was the heat or the main event, you didn't get the starts you needed, but I think you got to be happy with your speed. Really good ride in that main event, man. You came roaring back, and it was impressive. So maybe not quite the finish but you wanted, but, man, it was good.
Yeah, thank you. Overall, I mean, I keep feeling really good on the bike, which I'm happy about. You know, this is where I wanted to be at the beginning of the season, but I'm here now. Feeling healthy, feeling good again. And, as of today, you know, my qualifying was real good with a second. And then, in the heat race, I actually had a pretty solid start, but I came out and then I got a little bit cross rusted and landed on a hay bale and I was way back.
Oh, okay. And,
So anyway, main event, I unfortunately, the rider has to prep the gate, and I never prep my gate. That's never my doing. So me trying to prep the gate, I was useless, and I tried, but it was still wet, so I spun super hard off of it, and, like, I was so far back. Like, I didn't know whether to let off the gas midway up the straight and try and, like, make one of those dive bombs on the inside or what. But anyways, I managed to, get about, I don't know what my start was, but I just knew at the beginning, just stay on two wheels. That was the important part. And then I figured by lap four is when I could start just clicking them off. And that's what I did. And I actually got past a couple of times, but I was just trying to play it smart because dudes that passed me would mess up a rhythm and then I passed back. So I think the consistency was the key. And next thing you know, I was in six.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, super pumped on my ride, but, I fought to the end with the six, so not too bad, not too bad.
What was it like pulling the trigger on the triple in the rhythms? Like, did you do it in the heats, or was it just the main?
Yeah, I think I was the first to triple in the qualifying to do the rhythms. Mm-hmm. I did it, like, first lap, but, the big triple, I never did that to the qualifier. And then the main event, I was like, I'm not going to bother with it. Like, it's
right.
Just stick to the inside, you know, like a racing line. And then, midway through, that was actually kind of the line. Mm-hmm. So I, started jumping it again and kind of saves you from going in that big hole when you double, you know. So
it was
a very tough track, though. That was, like, demanding. I'm telling you, like, I had the gnarliest arm pump and trying to, like, every time I came to those whoops, which were, like, the biggest whoops yet, I'm just like, get me to the end of these. And I'm, like, good in the whoops. And then once I seen I had a little bit of a gap on the last lap, I rolled them, and I must have been about 5 seconds a lap slower through them. But they were tough whoops.
Hey, man, whether it's yourself or Jason or Zacho, all three of you guys, I feel, are having great Salt Lake City Supercross series so far. Like, you guys are all up there in qualifying. You know, you have the worst results, but you've been riding good. Anderson and Osborne have been up front. Like, I don't know what you guys did as a team, but it's working, Dino.
Yeah, we're looking good. I just need to get a start in the main event. Last week I got a pretty good start, but I think I just need to keep starting up front, you know, because obviously I've got the speed, but it's just I needed a little bit better racecraft, and I think the best thing for me, though, is these races, like, you know, twice a week, back to back to back, like, that's awesome for me because I keep warm, you know, I don't get stale, and every time I know what we need to work on, so I think this is good for me, and I'm just going to keep plugging away, and I'm feeling good. I think, you know, you said the whole team's looking good, so I think the bike's working really well up here, and I think we're just all in a good place, good team vibes, and it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, did the one short practice jack you up at all or stress you out or anything like that? What was that like?
No, it was fine because I'm always really good in free practice. I'm usually, like, battling for the top spots. I was actually stoked for it. I feel like I'm pretty good at, like, getting the track down really quick and getting a lap in. So, I felt pretty good. And then it was kind of just, in qualifying, I was just about getting space, you know, to do a lap and not catch up to anybody. So, overall, I'm having a lot of fun. And it feels good to be on the bike and just feel good on the bike again. Strong again, you know, like beginning of the season, I was so weak with my hips still healing and you know, all that. It feels good to be back a little bit where I need to be. You know, it's you kind of sometimes honestly like feel like you've lost it. Like, you don't know if you can get back to that place. So it just feels good to, you know, get back there. That's I'm happy with that.
Yeah, for sure, man. It was a good ride, no doubt. You know what's crazy is you rode great. You got lapped, and then you lapped some dudes two or three times. It was nutty. It was crazy to try to follow it.
It was crazy. I'll tell you what, those guys, Coop and Tomac, like, I give them props. Those guys were repping up front, absolutely canning it. And, you know, with the speed they were going and, you know, just starting up front, I think it was just one of those tracks that's easy to catch up and lap people. But, no, they rode really good, really good.
Well, hey, thanks for the time after the race. I appreciate it. And good work, Dino. Thanks, man.
No worries. Thanks a lot. See ya.